Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Joseph Bauer is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph is a new friend. He's a Baker Foundation professor of business administration at the Harvard School of Business, and he spent his career helping companies understand the challenges that they face in dealing with the economy, with social issues, political environment, and he and his co-authors, Herman Leonard and Lynn Payne, have written a very important book, and I saw this book, and I said, well, I've got to get these guys on the show, and I'm glad Joe's with us. The book is titled Capitalism at Risk, Rethinking the Role of Business. Now, folks, if you think about it, you've heard me say things like that for a long time now, haven't you? And so that's the reason why I was excited to get Joe on the show. Joe Bauer, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim, very much. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Joe, we all know that we've got the capitalism. I think everybody agrees that capitalism is a little bit has gotten wounded in the last few years, and that there's some issues that we've got to deal with, so that as we go forward, we get capitalism set on the right path. And in your book, you say we believe the role of business needs to change. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, we think that capitalism has done an astonishing job of creating wealth for people all over the world. And as markets have globalized and other countries have adopted the system, it's just amazing to see the growth. But if you look underneath that, those averages, in fact, it hasn't worked evenly for everybody, and there are all kinds of problems that seem to be developing. And our view is that the problems are likely to get worse, and that, unfortunately, the governments of the main countries don't seem to be strong enough economically or politically to do anything about it. And if
plus they're not really capable either, are they, Joe?
Well, you'd wish they were.
I know we might wish they were, but truthfully, governments can't be trusted with capitalism.
Well, I think they can make simple rules, and like antitrust is a good example of a simple rule. You can't let people abuse the market and things like that. But certainly they can't manage the economy in any detail.
Right. That's one of the things that irritates me when I see a poll where people are asked, what's your opinion of how the president is handling the economy? That always irritates me when I hear that. Does that bother you?
Yes, because he can't.
It's ridiculous. The question is ridiculous on his face. But even if he were a highly competent, you know, business manager, made lots of payrolls, no president can do that. So, and also in your book, you say that that businesses should start seeing itself, a business should start seeing itself as a leader in protecting and improving the system that we have, this capitalistic free market based system, rather than merely being a participant. What do you think?
Right. Well, sometimes I say to my student, you can't just treat the system like a hotel where you check in and check out and complain about the service. You're part of it, and you got to make sure that it's working. Capitalism works because it delivers a better life for most of the people in the system. And when it doesn't, people get upset. Now, I mean, we have the Occupy Wall Street people here in Boston,
right?
And if you listen to them, they're complaining. The system isn't working for them. Now, they don't have answers. In fact, some of the things that they're suggesting are plain silly. But what they're basically saying is this system isn't working for me. And they're right. It hasn't worked for a lot of Americans for a couple decades now.
So what's the solution? Give us the 1, 2, 3.
Well, the solution is I can't provide the solution. What we say in this book is that individual businesses have the ability and creativity in their own way to fix parts of the problem. If they begin to look at the problem, so what is one of the big, we're hearing on the radio just this morning I was listening, that out in Nevada, they're having a hard time improving the employment situation because companies find that the people there don't have skills.
Mm-hmm.
The skills needed.
Small business owners are reporting this as well.
Right. Well, I'm afraid that where we are, if the companies don't address that and simply say, okay, I got to suck it in and train some people, we're going to have to, if we wait until the school systems are fixed, we're going to wait a long time.
You're right. There are some serious issues there. But companies seem to currently be reluctant to make those kinds of investments in the current political environment, don't they?
Well, companies, yes, they are reluctant. And they seem, but at least as I was brought up, if you're in the system, you have to take part and contribute. And
right.
It's not always. I mean, the companies have to invest. They're not there to just take every day, and
right.
You can't.
Well, right now, there's a lot more taking. Right now, there's a lot more taking than investing, by
That's
almost
correct.
Every level of business, because there's so much uncertainty. And I will tell you that nothing is going to happen, and I mean, we're going to continue to be bogged down in these doldrums until there can be some clarity about on the political process. Nothing is going to happen until there's some clarity. Either we know what we don't like, but we know we're going to have it, or we're going to get rid of what we don't like. And until there's some clarity, it's not going to change. We can expect that. Joe, hold on. Joe Bauer is our guest, folks. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to elect Joe Bauer as president of the United States. And we're going to see what President Bauer, what he would recommend that we do as we go forward with capitalism. You and I are in charge of this, and he's our president. We're going to see what he thinks. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.